Hello, hello, hello. I'm your coochie coochie charo hostess with the mostest in quarantine, Michael Munoz, and welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
look. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets. So open wide, honey. I'm coming.
In Yo
Got the goosebumps.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And what week is this? Is this week three? Week four in quarantine? Lord Jesus, there's a pandemic, and I don't even know what day it is. I hope all of you out there are staying home, staying healthy, and are happy and finding something to do, because Lord knows I am without a job, Lord. But I am super excited for today's episode, because last minute, the ladies of the Minority Report, you know, that really good podcast that covers politics, pop culture, and everything in between. You might have heard them a couple months ago on the podcast with me, and they are here with me today. Say hi, ladies.
Hey,
y'all.
Yes.
Oh, baby, we back.
Baby,
up
we're back.
Demand.
To remind y'all, we have Dewan, Jarrell, and Carell, Auntie Chardonnay, Auntie Hennessy, and Auntie...
Rock a bit.
Oh, I was like, rum punch? Rum...
Hey, I'll take a rum punch,
Auntie
soon.
Rum chata? Yeah.
Love it.
So, In Your Mouth listeners, or as the aunties like to call you, gummers, I invited the ladies of the Minority Report very last minute because another guest had to drop out to go help the people of the world, but they're going to be on in a couple weeks, if not next week, so stay tuned for that. And they gracefully came to my rescue last minute, so thank you, ladies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before we do anything else, I wanted to wish you Happy National Empanada Day.
Ooh. Oh, come on now.
Come
like,
on.
I like an empanada.
First of all, you know she empanada. Loves to eat, so you can't keep saying these you know, these things to me, because she's going to end up a lot bigger than what she already is.
Have you gained the COVID-19?
I have not. Not yet.
And by that,
COVID-19.
You know, it's like the freshman 20.
The freshman 15. Yeah, the freshman 15 or something like that. Yeah.
Are we losing weight? I feel like I'm losing weight because all I'm eating is like vegetables, tofu, and brown rice.
Yeah, I'm in that boat. I went vegan like literally the week before this all this happened. And, you know, she's doing all right.
That's right. I mean, I can't. The most exercise I'm doing, though, is lifting that fork to my mouth. But
or the walk from the bed to the sofa, or the sofa to the toilet, or the toilet to the shower, or back to the refrigerator.
Where's the lie? Exactly. Where's the lie? And I'm giving you fashions all the way in between. Now, I don't know if you all know, I live in 120 square feet. The Times Square studio here, I live in somebody's walk-in closet, right? Maybe one of yours, Jarrell, since you're out there in Seattle.
But girl.
So if y'all hear a siren or someone screaming in the background, it's either the drug dealers or our EMS workers like coming to save you. And yes, both of those statements are true, because all day long, it's either right. The drug dealers screaming outside my window for some reason.
You should do like a little narration with the drug dealers. Just like, today's drug dealer is brought to you by nicotine. I don't know.
Methamphetamines.
Right.
No, I did that the other day on Instagram, and a couple of my friends were worried about them finding me on Instagram and then coming for me. And so then I got scared a little.
These are some tech-savvy drug dealers you're dealing with here.
Right.
Listen.
They 14? Girl.
No. They count the big stacks of money, honey, when I pass them. Ooh. And listen, before we get into like the nitty-gritty and all the fun, I always want to do a callback to the gay ancestors. And on this day in our gay history, did you ladies know that in 1947, the Institute for Sex Research, popularly known as the Kinsey Institute, after researcher Alfred C. Kinsey, is incorporated in Indiana. Look at that.
That's great. So that's the gay spectrum, right? That's the report about the gay spectrum.
Yes, but I don't think we use that anymore. I think it's like the spectrum is a little
it's 360 large. Degrees now. Not only it doesn't go from like 0 to 100, it goes 360 degrees.
No, he was only 1 to 6, girl.
Real quick.
Not even 0 to 100. It was like 1 to 6
beta test.
And you're done.
That's interesting that it started in Indiana.
That's what I was going to say too. Like of all the places, Indiana.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean,
my home state is backwards as fuck. So, I mean, I'm shocked, like shooketh.
What is your home state?
Indiana.
Oh,
Indiana
okay.
is my home state. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's oh. Indiana. So I'm Ohio and this one's Michigan.
Oh my goodness. So. But Dewan's in New York. Jarrell's in Seattle and Carell is in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Right? How are you and Nene Leakes holding up?
You know what? I think Nene's losing her mind a little bit, but I'm holding up.
And there are no real houses.
It's going to be interesting because the weather's nice now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees now. So, like, people want to be outside. Mm-hmm. And
that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting going forward. So, but holding up nicely.
And you all are on lockdown in there. Can y'all still go to church like Florida and Alabama?
I'm sure there's still some out there, but from what I hear, at least because Atlanta kind of spearheaded the whole state, honestly. So they started a couple weeks before even the state of Georgia put us in lockdown. But I'm sure there's still some churches out there saying, hey, you know what? We're just going to go and praise some Jesus together.
Covered in the blood of Christ.
Might not be the right idea.
Covered in the blood. Covered in blood. He's going to be coughing up blood. So,
I mean, ooh, right? And he said, come as you are. So, I mean, if you sit listen, and as you
and,
are.
And catch I'm
about
thrown.
To change. I'm about to change my name to Carrie. Being covered all up in this blood.
Watch out for the tail peelers.
Honey. And Jarrell, Seattle, how's that? Because didn't Seattle have like a hot pocket before anybody?
The first case was in Seattle first. Yeah. So the very first U.S. case and first death in the U.S. were both in Seattle. So it was Seattle was a hotbed first, and then it became New York. So we were kind of like, already going down to the lockdown and all the rest of that stuff right as New York was getting in and coming into lockdown. So we're on the same timeline as y'all. And you can't do nothing, but you still see people out here running for their life because, I mean, it's Seattle. It's an outdoors city. Like, everyone has to be outside. So there's so many people still running and jogging and playing at the park. And
They shut down all that shit here, except for, like, there's still a ton of people running in the cold and in the rain out here. Dewan, how is it up by you? Like, are you seeing the madness?
It's still weird. It's just really weird. You know, people are getting out a little bit, but the streets are empty. Most people are observing the, you know, shelter in place. And every once in a while, you see lines in front of, like, CVS and the liquor store, which is appropriate.
It's essential, honey.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is? I haven't been drinking. Oddly enough.
You know? Really? Oh, girl. She has been lit off of virtual happy hours like every other day.
Michael, I just haven't had an appetite at all for drinking at home. And I've had obviously opportunities and we've had some happy hours and virtual happy hours, I mean. But yeah, I just haven't felt like imbibing at all.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think the daily emotion change. Now, I never thought I was a person that suffered from like severe depression or severe anxiety or any of that. But the day to day on how I feel is so different and so sometimes really crazy that like I just don't have those feelings. Like I was like, really? I'm going to start drinking tequila and make myself more depressed or you know, right. Like no, or more anxious, or I'm going to pop a weed gummy, you know, if they were legal here in New York.
We got a medical card.
Hello. So yeah, I got one from my bodega.
That'll work.
That part.
You know? So, for example, today I've been really, really anxious. And it's legit accepting that inner voice being like, okay, today I feel anxious. right? We gotta live in this space and recognize what it is, and then be like, okay, this is just today, and maybe this is gonna pass today, and then we're just gonna move on. And tomorrow you're gonna feel different because this is just weird, and you're learning how to navigate this. But this is just a moment, is what I've been telling. Can I check in with you all? How are you all feeling?
I mean, it's been interesting over here. I have a second job coaching, and again, the schools are closed, so there's no practice or anything. So we also have to do everything online. And she's doing everything.
What are you coaching? Dodgeballs?
Look, you know, she'd be on the varsity squad if that was the case.
Woo! Just dodging them left and right.
What? But I coach high school track and field right now. And so it just sucks because we're trying to coach them to be outdoors, but everything's online and you can't meet. And now, as of today, like, the governor has officially canceled the rest of the school year. So all schools are closed for the rest of the school year. So
the year, like, through December?
No, and through June.
June.
So so it's just the school year, the rest of the calendar year. But they still haven't canceled, like, any of the spring sports for the season.
Wow. That's weird. But how are you feeling?
That is weird.
Is the question.
I'm anxious. Like she said, she's been drinking during these virtual, right? She's been drinking during these quarantine times. The virtual happy hours have gotten my ass quite often. Mm-hmm. So I try not to get on house party as much anymore.
Right?
Because it becomes a mess real quick.
Right. Carell, how are you feeling? Let's do the check-in.
You know, I'm good. I would say the last few days have probably starting to hit me a little more. And I don't know what it is. It's just like, I think I just starting to finally feel a little cooped up. But overall, I'm good. Like, I can't complain at all. Like, there's way worse situations than what I have right now. So I try not to complain too much. So and hanging in there.
And Dewan?
I think we're all just experiencing just overall adjustment. Right. And it feels uncomfortable altogether. It feels somewhat familiar, but you can't really put your finger on it. Like, I know for a lot of us, it feels like anxiousness or anxiety, you know, but it's really not that. And for some of us, I don't want to speak for anybody else. At least for me, it's not anxiousness or anxiety. It's just, I know that things are in flux. And I think with the background knowledge that you don't know when the end will be, and you don't know how this will shake out. This isn't like anything we've ever experienced in the last 100 years of our history of being on this earth and on in this.
I was about to say, you 100, you look good,
black,
girl.
I know.
You know, but this is just uncharted territory for everybody. And I think, you know, I'm just adjusting, trying to figure out like, what the heck is my new normal this week?
I mean, but let's be real here. Y'all stuck in that house with your mens. I'm stuck in here. I had to dust out. Girl. I had to dust out some accoutrement, if you know what I mean.
She was shopping for vegetables. We know what kind of vegetables she was shopping for. Oh,
look. Honey, okay. Those wrapped cucumbers, those unripe bananas. Honey, we still got to keep it. We got to keep it safe. Still, look,
that means she going to and Whole then, Foods.
And then after she's going to eat an empanada. Right. Like, let me get this cucumber there, right. Eat me an empanada at the end.
I could eat the empanada now before. It don't matter.
No, I know that's right. I know that's right.
She said, what spectrum?
I know that's right.
Ain't nobody gonna complain what it smells like these days up in my apartment.
That part.
Like, during these times are hard, okay? Look,
she's looking at them drug dealers a little differently. She's like, I don't want the drugs, I want that D.
No, but I don't want that corona. Even though, it's so funny, the drug dealers are out there with a mask and gloves.
Yeah.
Hey, gotta say, sharp.
I mean, what about glory holes? Are those like safe?
No.
I just thought about it. I mean, there's like, there's protection between.
No.
You can still have a condom on. Girl. I mean, that's girl, safe.
Bye. Right? It's mucous membranes.
Yeah. No. All that's saliva.
No, man.
Roro is an indiscriminate hoe. She will come through wherever she can.
That's right, honey. She a nasty hoe. She up at the glory hole. She up at the club. But down at the food emporium.
The real question is like, when this thing is said and done, and like we get the okay to go out and be fruitful, what's the first thing?
Ooh. I'm staying home still. I'm going to wait like a week after. I'm going to wait a week after because it's going to be a mess and she ain't getting caught up.
No, ma'am. I may have to have a moment of like just running out of this apartment backwards and then forwards. But
she said, you and me, us never part. That's it.
Did we get to see the Queen's speech?
I saw it online.
How did we feel? Jarrell, did you see it?
I mean, I saw a little bit, but this is the reason, because they said the queen is going to address, and I was like, oh my God, Beyonce, and of course it was.
The real queen.
You got confused. I did get confused.
I did. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Our queen mother.
I've never gotten into the royalty family like that. It's just never been my cup of tea.
No. Me either, mm-hmm. Even though I do enjoy The Crown on Netflix, not a sponsor, But in 5 minutes, that woman gathered the nation and the world. I mean, it is so, I was like, she's my queen. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, ma'am. I strongly encourage you to watch all 5 minutes of it because it is the most like just selfless come together moment. And this woman has seen everything. This woman has seen war. This woman got on the front lines to fight for her country. This woman has done it all.
Well, and isn't it also true that their prime minister just got admitted into the hospital for complications with corona? So they don't even have obviously the royal family is a figurehead, you know, and you know it's representation of what UK is all about. And so, in absence of having a you know, formal political leader, you have to have somebody step up. And it's so nice to have someone with that rich history and that much care for the people and the Commonwealth to be able to speak so eloquently about, you know, what's going on and the fact that we'll get through this together. I think that's so inspirational.
Yeah, it's just, she harkens back to her first address to the nation with her sister. And she was barely a teenager. She was a child addressing the nation during another really, really bad time of like, you know, we need to come together and we will get through this. And she harkens back to, and it's such a beautiful moment. And just her message was just, I wish it's the leadership we had today.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Like in my mind, I'm still like waiting for Obama to like, you know, make a press conference or something. You know, I'm just like,
right.
Because I need that kind of hope from our country. Like I need someone like with that type of just influence and just also calmness and still in their presence to just really make me feel it. You know, even though like,
have you lost all sensation? Is that what you're saying?
Let me take a sip of this tea.
Look, she is heartless. She is heartless. So.
Heartless or wholeless?
Oh, no, never that. Plug it in.
Tropical fresh.
But it's interesting. You kind of hit on something like, she's seen so much and that almost kind of settles me a little bit just to know she's seen world wars, she's seen bad economic times and she's come out strong, you know?
And she's still here. She's like, I'm not going.
She's still here. So it's just like knowing just that, it's just like, yeah, right now sucks really bad. However, in a year, 2 years from now, we could be living our ultimate best lives, you know, that we can't even foresee right now.
Her last line is a quote, I think, that she used in that original, I could be wrong on this, don't quote me on this. I think that she used in that original speech to address the nation when she was a child, but it's a quote from Dame Vera somebody. She was a famous singer in the UK about, we are apart now and we don't know when we're going to see each other again, but just rely on the hope that one day we will be able to be together again as one. And it's the way she ends it, and it's so beautiful. And I was like, yes. You know? I'm telling you, it's a fabulous 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous.
It is nice. Fabulous. Yeah. The cynic in me just, I feel for the Black and Brown communities though, because it's really nice to hear those messages coming from a place of privilege, right? You know, when you have it, when you were living in a castle and you have Say you know what again. I mean? Like it's, but then for us real folk, you know, I mean, look, you know, Michael, I mean, you know, you're living in, you know, your small apartment, you know, you don't have a lot of people that you're interacting with. It's difficult, you know, to do the day by day, you know, without interaction with other people or with limited interaction with other people. And on the flip side, you know, outside of the irony of that, it's just, it is, it's nice to have at least those messages of positivity coming out you so that you have some glimmers of some hope of somewhere instead of all these kind of like doom and gloom messages that you hear when you like turn the TV on or watch social media, right?
Yeah, of course. And this was a great segue because I did want to touch on this seriousness for about a second and a half here and give it a moment. No one really knows where I live because I've never really told anybody where I live. I'm not going to give you my address. But about 12 years ago, I got into artist housing when I was doing musical theater full time, right? Via the Actors Fund. The Actors Fund is a great organization that helps not only yes. actors, but artists, dancers, stagehands, ushers, anybody in the arts do all sorts of things and get help. Get meaning anything from like HIV medications to a friend of mine lost his father and he couldn't pay for the funeral. So they flew him home and paid for the funeral and got him back. They help people like me when I was doing a full-time musical theater find housing, right? So I essentially live in low-income housing, although it's deemed artist housing, but I live in a very mixed building. There's a ton of artists in this building. There's also a ton of Section 8. There's a street to home program that feeds in here. There's HASA housing that feeds into here, which is HIV and AIDS housing that feeds into here. There's an elderly and special needs program that feeds into here. There's a lot that feeds into this building. So it is colorful, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, they're screaming outside and there's sirens outside, but the natives are restless inside too, you know, because there's people with mental problems in here. There's people that are sick in here. There's people that don't know how to live anywhere but the street in here. There's people, and so
that's
the natives are restless
life.
And screaming. That is a certain kind of life. And yes, I understand the privilege that I have now to not be fully jobless, although I lost two out of the three, right? And they're still paying me, although I'm not working. So thank you. Shout out to them for taking care of me. But and to be able to live in Times Square. But to touch on this black and brownness of it all, the reports today that came out that you are 40% more likely to die of this thing. Because if you are black and brown coming out of Michigan, these are the reports coming out of Michigan because of, you know, racial inequality, the health insurance inequality, all of that, you know, that encompasses this whole thing.
And honestly, like when it comes to just like economic status and situations, a lot of the more poor communities, unfortunately, are in the black and brown communities. And you can't afford to stay home. Like you have to try to afford to feed your family, to keep a house over your head. And unfortunately, it's hurting our communities directly. And we need to look out for each other. Like, give whatever you can give. Cook a meal if you can and drop it off at the door or something like that. Obviously, maintain your social distancing. But like, I think of any time in history, this is a time for us to step up for our communities and say, you know what, if this is what the stats are saying, what can we do to at least make the stats instead of be 40%, can we get it down to 30%? Can we get it down to 25%? Because all it takes is to save one person, and that changes the course of history, you know, for that community, that family, that situation. So it's just like, when I read that, and especially being from Michigan, instantly, I'm like, oh man, hey, my parents and brother are still living up there. But also, what can I do to change the course a little bit without like infecting people? I mean, I'm COVID, as far as I know, I'm COVID-19 negative, but it's just like maintaining the social distancing and the laws and things like that. But it's just like, what can we do to make sure we're just not another statistic in history?
It's interesting that that's the response here, of course. And the other day, hearkening back to this, how do we feel today in the check-in, the other day I was feeling really helpless. I woke up and I was feeling helpless. I'm sitting here, I can't do anything. I'm not really making a ton of money, right? But although I'm still making money, thank my employers. But it's like, how can I help? And I'm like, and I was like, I can't. And then I started reaching out to all my like food contacts and people I've paired with that have hired me out for Instagram, because a lot of the hospital workers don't have time to go out and get healthy meals. So they're eating fast food and they're eating junk. And it's like, how do we get these people? And I'm trying to rally those people together. And then that got really complicated. And like the little bit I am going out, if I see, you know, the neighbors that are elderly in the building, I'm like, are you okay? Do you need anything? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I was like, all right. You know, but like that feeling of helplessness and not being able to contribute or do anything without fear of putting yourself in danger or fear of putting others in danger as well is real too.
Yeah, yeah. And I think your intent as well, just even asking that question of, are you okay? Is there anything I can help you with? That almost helps the vibe of hope. It's just like, you know what? He checked in on me. I'm good. I'm good today. Thank you. Because not everybody checked in on me today and I was feeling a little hopeless, but you gave me a smile. It could be that simple, honestly, you know, or even us, we all do podcasts, the entertainment of it. Obviously, you know, this gets a little heavy at times, but it's just like the entertainment and the lightness and still being a voice of hope for our communities and the folks that listen to our podcast as well is another form of it, you know? So it's just like, it doesn't have to be some grandiose measure. I mean, if you can do a grandiose measure, awesome. But it could be the small, minute things that over time add up to a grandiose measure.
Listen, I love living my Oprah dreams these days on this podcast. It's really more Delilah than anything. But well, gentlemen, I think now would be a good time to take a little bit of break from all the heaviness of it all and go into something you're a little familiar with, my favorite part of the podcast and the audience's favorite part of the podcast, a little bit of food news update. Food news.
Ooh, honey,
you ain't ready, girl. Spill the tea.
News update.
Landlord gives free rent to New York City pizzeria that's feeding doctors and nurses on the front lines.
Here for it.
Right?
That's
isn't
awesome.
That great? We were just really talking about this. So let me just give you the tea on what's happening here. We just talked about how the healthcare professionals aren't able to like have access to healthy foods, right? And granted, pizza isn't the healthiest of them all, but there's a pizzeria in Manhattan here, funnily enough, called Manhattan Pizzeria, and it's delivering as many as 400 pies every day to 40 hospitals in the five boroughs that make up New York City. Adam Eltzer, who owns, it's called Sauce Pizzeria, forgive me, on East 13th Street, shout out to you, Sauce Pizzeria, told NBC New York that he conceived of the idea after a friend who was a nurse revealed that she was so busy, she didn't have enough time to eat her lunch. So lo and behold, their landlord found out about this and donated $20,000 to Sauce Pizzeria's effort and canceled its rent bill for 3 months.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So shout out to you, A&E Real Estate Management, for your efforts, and shout out to Sauce Pizzeria. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Awesome. I just love hearing stories like that of people in the communities coming together for their own, you know, it's just like that old school, you know, saying of like, it takes a village. Like it really does.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there, and it makes me, it warms the cockles of my heart.
The cockles.
Listen,
we had those removed.
Listen, if we can't have the real thing, we got to settle for the cockles. If you can't have the cock, you settle for the cockles these days, okay? Okay. Oh my God. No, there's a bunch of people doing that out there, and I was trying to like rally my network to do that, and some of them are, and some of them, you know, it's a little bit more complicated because it's, you know, bigger companies. But I'm happy to see Sauce Pizzeria jumping in. I know Best Pizzeria, shout out to you, is also doing it. My friends over at the Ate It app, if y'all haven't downloaded the Ate It app, it's a new way to find actually, Dwan can only download it because it's New York based at the moment. But it's a new app to find food in the city once the restaurants reopen.
Okay.
But they've started, it's number right eight IT app, eight it app. And they're also doing something really great. They've created a t-shirt of the Statue of Liberty holding a fork, and it says restaurant revival of it. And 100% of the donations are going to restaurants in their network to help them get back on their feet. So that's also really, really good. So if you download the 8it app, use code in your mouth. I get no kickback whatsoever, but at least you can get on the app, find them, buy the t-shirt, so on and so forth.
I think it just goes to show you that, you know, whether the gesture is big or small, you know, I think as long as you're doing something that's coming from your heart, it makes a big difference. You know, I live in a rather smallish building. There's, I only have two neighbors. There's two other apartments outside of my own. And, you know, I don't.
Oh, she's rich.
She won't go there, but they don't call me Auntie Chardonnay for nothing.
I'm just gonna call you Auntie Ramona Stinger.
But no, like it can be something as small as, you know, like when I go to the supermarket, which is, you know, you're risking exposure to yourself and others when you're doing that, but it's a necessity. You know, I'm asking my neighbors, can I get you anything? Can I bring you anything back? That's one or two less people that have to go to the supermarket. And if they need something, you know, like we can manage that internally. And that's a really easy way to like check in on with your friends or whatever. And, you know, with Venmo and blah, 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 it could be no touch and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you know, like it's great for people who have really big pockets who can do these really grandiose things. And for people that are struggling to try to figure out like, what can you do? You know, there are just some very simple things that you can do that are within your control, like checking in on loved ones, calling people, you know, especially the elderly, you know, that don't get a lot of visitors on the regular. This is a perfect time because bitch, we ain't going nowhere. So,
honey, and grandpa may have a big old penis.
Oh, okay, grandpa.
Oh my God.
the cockles of the
grandpa. or like I said, if you're lucky enough to still be getting paid or have a good job that has you on payroll, that t-shirt from 8it app that 100% of the proceeds go to, I think it's like $10.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. So they're not asking for a lot of money here. And this is a great segue into the second headline. Jose Andres says doctors and nurses will eat at his restaurants for free when they reopen.
Awesome.
Now you may know Jose Andres as we call him like the emergency feeder. He is like the angel of emergency situations. Mm-hmm. He went into Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria. I think he went down to Texas as well, and now he's feeding the people. He's turned all his restaurants into like food kitchens, food banks for people during this time.
That's great.
All the way here.
That's fantastic.
All the way. Thank you, Jose.
You know, I mean, what more is there to say about this article? Thank you, delish.com, is that he's going to be still feeding the people once this is all over. And if you are a nurse or healthcare worker out there, you know, you deserve it. You deserve
absolutely
it.
And that kind of goodwill does not go unnoticed. Like when we come on the other side of this, you know, people will remember those that stepped up and those that stepped out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's something to say. I love that. Those that stepped up and those that stepped out of the way. Yes.
Come on, Auntie Chardonnay.
Money move, bitch. Get out the way. Oh, I don't got the money.
Don't jump, bitch. Move.
Oh my goodness. But it's true. And there's really something to be said about karma and it coming back to you, you know?
Absolutely.
So yeah, shout out to you, Jose Andres, for keeping the people fed at all times, especially at this time. I hope that he's also extends some of this to our delivery workers out there and our grocery store workers out there, because let me tell you, and our grocery delivery workers out there, not only like Seamless and Grubhub and Postmates and Uber Eats and however else you're getting the food. And by the by, if you're ordering Seamless or Grubhub, I heard they are still taking their fees. They are still 100% collecting their fees from this restaurant. When Seamless or Grubhub, allegedly, because I'm hearing this from a couple chefs, but I don't have official word on this, but the chefs are putting it out there into the world that Seamless and Grubhub are giving these big discounts, but they still take their fee. Mm. And that means that the discount ends up hurting the restaurant because the
restaurant
ends up getting less.
Right. Yeah.
Getting less. Mm-hmm. So note to y'all out there ordering, order, just do it old school. Pick up the phone and call the restaurant direct. Because they're still delivering.
Yeah.
Like, it's still coming from the same place.
And you know what? I've noticed if, at least here in Manhattan, you get your food a lot faster, girl.
Honey.
Like 20, 30 minutes instead of an hour.
That's
60.
Right. That's right. And sometimes cheaper. Yes. I noticed that there's sometimes a markup on the Seamless menu than it is from the regular menu.
Yeah, 100%. I've been tipping more heavily for the delivery drivers, just because, and those that are coming to the door, because they truly are risking their lives. And kind of kicking back to the conversation earlier about the Black and Brown communities, you know, oftentimes it's those folks that are doing that work, you know, that are
period. Absolutely. Period.
Mm-hmm. with the tea.
I had my groceries. Yeah, so fancy. No, I just wanted to, you know, not be out. It was very scary. Like week two, I was feeling like, I'm just going to order Instacart and spend an extra $100 in just fees, right? And he was Eastern European and cute as it's the things porno. It was like the thing porn was made out of. I was like, oh my god.
But tell, give us the details. Oh
my god.
Speaking Did he roll cockles, his R's when he said your name? Come on now. add a couple extra ones in there.
Wait,
just
what R is
but
it?
But I mean, I know.
It was like No, but I obviously tipped him very well to that point. But I was thinking, I have all these latex gloves in my apartment. Well, just one box. Don't you get any ideas?
I was say for what?
I cut the fingers off, and we were ready to go.
We was ready, baby.
No, but I threw a ton of them in a Ziploc and I zipped it up and I handed it to him and he goes, really? And I said, you need these more than I do right now. I was like, take them. Yeah. Like,
every
take
little bit
them.
Helps.
For sure.
I know, like, we obviously we do Minority Report, so check it out. Anywhere You Stream Podcast. Mm-hmm. But one of the topics we talked about was like, should they get more money? Because it's just like, they are literally on the front lines delivering food. The truckers out there,
listen,
obviously the hospital.
Meals on Wheels is still going at it too.
Yeah. Yes.
Meals on Wheels and all those elderly food delivery services are still going. But
so it's just like, we got to look out for them as well.
But yes, indeed. And our final headline of this food news update is Rumchata released a lemon flavor that we'll be drinking all spring long from the comforts of our own home, apparently.
Right.
And who's going to deliver it to me? Wait, so Rumchata, though, it's kind of like that
cinnamon,
like a Bailey's.
I think it's like a cinnamon.
It's like a cinnamon Bailey's.
It's like
taste.
Cinnamon. Are you all rumchata?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, there's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch pudding shot that sounds like diarrhea in a glass, but probably delicious. But this new flavor blends Caribbean rum with cream, vanilla, and lemon. So you get a delicious, smooth flavor with a lemony finish that feels like a little bit of sunshine in every sip. In fact, it's even packaged in a bright yellow bottle with a golden cap that is, side note, totally Instagrammable. Thank you, delish.com, for that.
That sounds like pound cake to me.
I was going
to
say, look, I'm over here thinking about lemon squares over here, okay? Like, well, I need some of my grandma's lemon squares. Where's she at?
Are we Rumchata fans?
I am.
No, ladies, if you are not putting Rumchata in your coffee every morning during this quarantine, you are quarantining wrong. Let me tell you.
Wait, says the person who said they weren't drinking that much during this quarantine, though.
I'm not drinking at all, but I can sure as hell give you the advice.
She is the food girl. She is the food girl.
Yes.
She said, don't get it twisted. Auntie Coquita, she came here.
Right. Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay. Listen, because sometimes those preachers don't be practicing what they preach.
Oh. Once the church doors close, a whole other one opens.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Dear. But no joke. Say amen.
gay men. But no joke. A rumchata in coffee is everything. And I feel like this in like a little coffee probably would be really good.
I'm not mad at it. I'd try it out.
Yeah.
I think I might like it better with maybe some tea, because I feel like it'll give you like some kind of like,
yeah,
like a tea and kind of like dessert kind of taste to it.
Yeah, like a Twinings, be really English about it.
Yeah, I think I'll like it with that. I also gave it coffee, so I can't do it with
coffee.
Or
an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer.
See, this sounds like a sometimes kind of thing, or a special occasion kind of thing, but not an everyday kind of thing to me. I'm just going to be honest.
Mm-hmm. That's what rumchata, the original rumchata, is. It's like a occasional thing.
No, honey, did you not? Did I stutter?
She said it every morning.
She said
the coffee.
Every day.
She said, when the Folgers, honey.
I don't drink
coffee.
She said,
while them Folgers is brewing in your cup, you get some rumchata in that too.
Yes. Also, sidebar, if you haven't seen the new Folgers commercial, YouTube it. It's everything.
Oh, shit. Because
they got a big old black choir to give you all the gospel, and they are squelting. They're like, the best part of it.
Come on, Madonna. Come on, Madonna.
Oh my God, they are giving me life. I think this is a great way to just leave a little food news update behind.
Yes, food news.
Yes.
Food news. Oh my God, what have we been watching? What have we been, have we been learning during this quarantine? Have we been all up into that Kim and Khloe slap fight?
Oh, girl.
Tell me all the things.
You know what? I haven't watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians in forever, but that fight almost makes me want to see an episode. Almost. Almost. But yeah, I saw the highlights online.
No, I saw the highlights. I saw the commentary. I rewatched all the highlights and the commentary.
Exactly.
Oh, she got some good slaps in.
Courtney was messing around. She said, okay, bitch, you're coming at me.
Nope.
She said, okay, I'll give you this one-two slap real quick.
Kim got her ass beat, and that other one was
not
like,
the other
fuck,
one.
Not. No, I don't know their names. I've never watched.
That other one was like, right?
Right.
She goes like, now I gotta wipe this fucking makeup all off my walls. Did you see that scene of just her cleaning the walls afterwards? Everything. What else are we watching? Man. What are we learning? Are we taking the RuPaul masterclass on fracking?
No. Girl, I spent the last day and a half doing old school. I've been watching old episodes of 227. Mary,
Mary.
That's some old school reads back
Mary.
There. She's been on quarantine for the last. This is week number 6 for her, like working from home, quarantine. So she didn't watch everything she wanted to watch. Binge watch all the shows on all the networks. So now she's like, okay, time to go to the flashbacks.
Oh my God! Yeah, I've been watching. I've done almost all the seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race and like relive some moments and didn't realize how nasty some people were and like how people came across. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And how really, really, truly fantastic some other people were. Like Chichi Devane won my heart. I loved her then. And I fell in love with
she
her
was
all
such
over
an underrated
again.
Queen.
Yes. And I mean, stunning. Mm-hmm. And the queens that have fallen off. Have we seen the Tiger King?
Oh, yes.
We have. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, two or three of us.
I've seen an episode and a half, and she was
snippets.
Like, and goodbye.
The white, the pure
an episode
white
and a half
nonsense.
And I couldn't do it. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Because in my mind, I started getting mad. I was like, if these were people of color, what the fuck? And once that gets in my head, I just can't do, I can't go any further. Because I'm like.
She said, I am not serving you my cockles. Not today.
No.
Not today.
Not today. I mean, just today. The nonsense. And I still ask myself, maybe once a day, where did all the money come from? Where did all that money come from?
Girl, there's a certain clientele who shall be nameless that will go out
the
of their way
like
to Oklahoma. To go see them damn tigers.
I guess so. But you have to.
And remember where they got their food from.
Yes, but still, you have to start with a tiger or two to start breeding them to get all those tigers. So that you're like base. You're already what, 5-6 grand in the hole before feeding them, just to buy
the
damn thing.
She said there were like about 2,000 for the cubs.
Okay.
Which is so bizarre to me still. That's so under like price to me.
It
like,
is. You could buy a designer dog.
Right. You could get a Birkin bag that costs more than a tiger.
Honey.
Yeah. But you know, they specialize in breeding. So, stuff. You know, all you need is two.
So do I.
Speaking of cockles.
All you need is two.
I thought it was all you need is love.
All you need is a hole.
Girl, all listen, you all have men in the house. I have, I don't even know what I got.
Your cockles of toys.
Right? I got this dusty box of toys from 1998.
Man, you're about to get that bottle of rum chata. You're about to have a fabulous time.
Let's hope it's plastic so I can reuse, recycle, and repurpose.
Look now.
I can't.
I can start one of those Snapchat like crafting videos.
That would be one hell of a TikTok girl.
Right.
Speaking of TikTok, someone told me that I should get on TikTok. And I was like, oh, I don't have the patience for another social app. But did you see my call to action on finding Liza Minnelli on Instagram?
Yes, I did see that. I have. Liza, where are you, Liza?
So I'm still wondering where she is. She saw one of the stories. So I know she's watching.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Liza.
Come on now.
You know, anybody else missing out there? Anybody else we're worried about out there?
Beyonce, where's she at? She's been mighty quiet. What?
Oh,
I didn't. If
she's
quiet.
Smart, she was like in like the Maldives somewhere. She's like on some island, separated from everybody else, living off the coconuts. You know, like her and the whole family, just like we gonna be on lockdown. We ain't bringing nobody in.
The day we're free is the day she drops her next album. All of a sudden, like this is what I've been doing in quarantine. All shot from her balcony on the iPhone.
Probably.
Yep.
She's going to introduce her new, the new world supergroup, but it's going to be starring her children.
Right.
Right. Blue Ivy and them.
Blue Ivy and them.
And them.
And them.
And them kids.
Anybody else missing? Like, I know there were reports that Betty White is fine.
Obama's been MIA. I haven't heard from him.
He's been on the Twitter.
I mean, typing, but not like visibly.
We haven't seen him put eyes on, know that he is fine.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm staying my black ass in this crib, so y'all ain't about to kill me.
Paula Abdul started a bracket of her songs to see like, her most popular song.
Does she have enough songs?
Yes!
Is that a read?
That was a read.
Yes, honey, you are old enough to know.
Look, the final four and only four.
She know every song that came out between now and 1962. So
I do, but like, how large is the bracket? Is it like a Sweet 16?
No, it's a sizable bracket.
It's an elite. It might be a Final Four.
I think a Final Four. Yeah. Final Four.
It's a good bracket.
She will drag it out.
My love is for real.
No,
I like that song.
I voted today.
I really don't know much of her music. Like, I think she does. She have a song called Black Cat, right? Is
no,
that
that's
her?
Janet, girl.
It's just Janet Jackson.
Oh, see, look, you know exactly. No, I tried.
Not today. You did try.
I tried.
Oh, no, it's too white.
Yeah.
You gotta do like the beauty advisors.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 songs on,
I, 16? Yeah.
On either side. On either
but she
side.
Does have a music video where she's dancing with a cat, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my new
Scat Cat.
Yes, okay. and that song is called Opposite Attract.
Yes.
That's what it's called. Like, I remember there being something with a cat.
Like, oh hey, babe.
Promise of a New Day. Rush, Rush.
Honey.
Like
Rush, Rush.
I'm forever.
Right. She's Vibology. Got, I mean, she's got some hits.
She was the original Britney Spears, honey. She paved the way.
You're right on that.
The only thing I remember about Paula Abdul is like her dance videos. Like I remember like my mom would buy her VHS like dance videos. And I remember being like 4 or 5 and like watching my mom like exercise in her living room to her dance videos. That's literally where Paula Abdul like stops for me.
I was
born in 88. Like
that's true.
You know, so she wasn't
a baby.
Yeah, she wasn't in there in the 90s like that because Janet and Madonna were the things by that time.
So. But she was Janet's choreographer.
She had
yes,
she had
I do.
Michaels.
I do remember that.
So, anyways, but this 16. Has been so much fun, guys.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I love this. Thanks for coming on such last minute and like having a little kiki, you know?
Of course. This was fun.
And guess what, though? Before we get out of here, we're about to celebrate our one-year anniversary over at Minority
Report. Oh, well, I was going to let you do all the things. I was going to let you tell the kids all the things. Listen, I'm a good host. I wasn't about to close out.
Everything, girl.
We're just so excited about it. I'm sorry.
I wasn't like that episode with Trinity the Tuck Taylor and Peppermint where they forgot to say goodbye to Nasha Lopez. Right.
She really did go back and watch all of them. I love it.
I wasn't going to do you dirty like that. Oh my God. This has been so much fun. And I can't thank you enough for coming on such last minute to Kiki to bring all the gummers, AKA my In Your Mouth listeners, some joy, a break from the news cycle. You know, just to uplift everyone's spirits, let the kids know where they can find you. Let them know what's happening next, please.
I think I heard
something about 100th episode or something.
Oh, well, we're going to get to 100, but first it's the year anniversary of us launching Minority Report. Okay. So that episode comes out a couple days after yours, after this episode. So the following Monday. So new episodes every Monday. You can find us at Minority, MinorITea Report. That's all on our socials, except Twitter's MT Report. Mm-hmm. But Minority Report, find us on IG, Facebook, and all that good stuff, and wherever you stream podcasts.
I love that. And as always, folks out there, you know where to find me on Instagram and Twitter at In Your Mouth Pod, or you could just send me some love and email me. I'm getting a lot of like podcasting emails these days, very interesting enough, from every podcast platform. Mm. You can email me at inyourmouthnyc@gmail.com. Send me some love. And if you don't like what you hear, you can always send hate mail to @TheBiancaDelRio on Instagram.
That part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Get her, Jade.
Get her, Jade. And with that, much love to my sisters over at the Minority Report. This has been such a really fun and fantastic episode. I couldn't have done it without you. So thank you once again, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Whoa. Thanks for having us, boo.
And as always, as I say to you out there, stay safe, stay home, take care of your loved ones. We'll get through this together. And as always, thank you for listening to In Your Mouth.
We have to give you a little shimmy.